AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey, it's a busy holiday week, and during this week, we are bringing you a look back at some of the most compelling stories and conversations we've covered for you in 2024. It's 24 in review.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi, featuring special guest and forensic scientist Dan Crane.
Is this going to cause a big uptick in more experts being called in on DNA, do you feel, at least in Colorado, beyond just the lab results? Because I'm going to guess, I mean, this is just my layman assumption, is that a lot of defense attorneys were looking at the lab results and going, we already have an expert that put this together. The lab yeah. is the expert. Why do I need another expert to review the work of the lab? And in theory, you really shouldn't. But when we see cases like this pop up, it's like, oh, there should be a second set of eyes on this work.
Well, let me start just by saying it's very unusual for an attorney to pursue a degree in law when they also have a fondness for math and biology.
Sure.
And so I think it's the natural inclination of most attorneys to just like, oh, okay, fine. I don't want to wrestle with this. Let's yeah. just try to minimize the damage. Maybe if I don't talk about it in court, the jury won't pay any attention to it. And then, you know, we can just focus on other things, right? And
yeah.
so, you know, that's maybe there will be a little bit less of that. But I'll add that it is scandals like this and even more so miscarriages of justice that seem to end up resulting in the biggest, most wide sweeping systematic changes to the way that forensic science is done that end up making the system better. Mm-hmm. And from my personal experience, I saw that play out with the creation of the Virginia Scientific Advisory Committee. That was a group of 12 experts that are appointed by the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia to provide guidance and oversight to the Virginia Department of Forensic Science. That committee was established by statute, by law, in Virginia, explicitly and entirely in the wake of a wrongful conviction where an individual came within weeks, if not days, of being executed before the, you know, the problems with his forensic testing really came to be understood. I mean, that Virginia came within days of a horrible mistake. And the reaction to that was the creation of the Virginia Scientific Advisory Committee. I was an inaugural member of that committee. I served 5 years, 2 terms, a 1 year and a 4 year term. But that was a little while ago. What happens with those oversight bodies over time, tends to be what's called oversight capture. The body that's being overseen figures out ways to kind of sneak into and maybe take over that oversight body. So I don't know how effective that is today. And by that, I mean, I just don't know. Yeah. I haven't been directly involved. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if now, in light of this, that there's some similar legislation, some similar body that's established to oversee what's being done in Colorado. And, you know, maybe in the future, at least for the short term, these sorts of problems will be less likely there.
How likely is this a problem in many states? And Colorado, we got the magnifying glass on it right now. And okay, I mean, are other states going to take a look at their procedures and what's been going on there to be sure that this isn't happening in other places as well?
Well, you would hope. but again, it based on my experience now over the past 20, 30 years of this sort of thing,
yeah,
it takes a scandal at home to really strike this home and to really result in change. It's too abstract, you know. So I'm in Ohio, right? And I would be surprised if the House or the Senate in Ohio were to say, whoa, look what happened in Colorado. This means we'd better do better oversight of the crime lab here in Ohio. I think that's very unlikely. Now, people in the Ohio crime lab might say, uh-oh, you know, we're all on the up and up here, right? So we better, you know, just, you know, maybe we got a bad egg somewhere. Maybe we better just do something that helps us double check to make sure that we don't have somebody like Missy Woods working here.
Sure.
But then, you know, those sorts of internal investigations, you know, it's different than having some sort of oversight body.
Sure.
So I would hope that other states learn from this lesson and take action preemptively as opposed to now cleaning up the mess. But
that's a hope. Maybe some will, maybe some won't. What kind of impact do you think this is going to have on the judicial system? And we're already talking about a judicial system that moves extremely slow. And surprise, now we're going to go back in time and we have 652 cases that potentially need to be reviewed or retried, there's a lot of possibilities here based on every single one of these cases. What kind of impact do you think this is going to have?
Well, you know, that's why there are such strong criminal penalties for when analysts are found to have engaged in this kind of behavior, is because the cost to society and the criminal justice system, perhaps in particular, can be very high. You know, Colorado may find that they do have some wrongful convictions, and those individuals will be entitled to some compensation. The cost of another trial is, you know, high. It's much higher than what an analyst was being paid for their salary. So,
yeah.
And you know, you got to remember, some of these cases may be 20 years old, and the witnesses are no longer available.
There's so much.
And the evidence isn't there, or the person's already served their sentence.
There's a lot that's going to happen. There's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be trials. There's going to be, oh my goodness. Well, wow.
And, you know, don't discount the cost of decreased trust in the system.
Yeah.
So, you know, earlier you were talking about, could a guilty person have been found not guilty when they should have been found guilty? Well, maybe that's not going to happen in Colorado so much as maybe in some other state where maybe some of the listeners of to end up being on a jury and thinking, oh, I'm not sure, maybe this analyst talking for the government is not on the up and up, and they'll discount evidence that they probably should have attached some weight to.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.